Thank you, Milton. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very special occasion, as I'm sure you know, and I count it a real privilege to be here and be able to do this. As most of you know, because I'm sure you've been here before, it was first several years ago that five virtuosi on their individual instruments in bluegrass got together and recorded a landmark album of traditional bluegrass saluting the originator and the true pioneers and pillars of bluegrass music. That was, of course, the Bluegrass Album, and it was extremely well received. Consequently, they did the Bluegrass Album Volume 2, and then Volume 3, and then Volume 4. And in between there sometime, the phenomenal Bluegrass Album Band East Coast Tour. How many of you got to see at least one of those shows? You remember that? Wasn't that super? And that's what we're here to pay tribute to today, in fact. You're about ready to see what, for this day and time right now, is the greatest bluegrass band in the world. And I've got somebody here that I think would know about that. We talked about the pioneers in bluegrass music. We have one of them here. My father, Jody Rainwater, was probably the finest bluegrass acoustic bass player that ever was, with Flat and Scruggs from 49 to 52. He's here, over here somewhere. Tip your hat, Dad. Let everybody see you. And he is probably the biggest fan in the world of these gentlemen we're getting ready to introduce to you, except maybe for Milton Harkey and me, and all of you that are here. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please join me in welcoming to the stage of Denton, North Carolina, the greatest bluegrass band in the world, beginning with Mr. Mark Schatz on the bass. On the fiddle, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ricky Simpkins. Acoustic guitar player alive on